Question understanding order 27-2, question number 2, Honorable Ravi Karunanayake.
Thank you very much, Deputy Speaker, for giving this opportunity. I would like to ask this question from the Deputy Finance Minister. The impact of 44% tax on Sri Lankan exports to the USA. Sri Lanka export sector, particularly the textile and the apparel industry, has long relied on access to the US market as a key driver of economic growth. Given a fragile economic situation and an ongoing recovery from bankruptcy, maintaining stable trade relations with key partners is crucial for sustaining employment. Foreign exchange inflows and overall economic stability is a must. On the 18th of March 2025, I raised in this House regarding the potential risk posed by the United States' deglobalization policies and the tariff increases on Sri Lankan exports. Despite these concerns being highlighted well in advance, on the 2nd of April 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump imposed a 44% reciprocal tariff tax on Sri Lankan imports to the U.S. This decision is a severe blow to our export sector, affecting thousands of businesses, workers and overall investor confidence in Sri Lanka's economic recovery. It is imperative that the government provides clarity on its preparedness, response and future course of action in addressing this critical issue in this regard. Can the Honourable Minister inform this House, one, the proactive measures? After I raised the concern on the 18th of March, what immediate diplomatic or trade-related actions were taken by the government to prevent such a drastic tariff imposition? Two, the counter-strategies. In the response to newly imposed 44% tax, what short-term, long-term counter-strategies will the government adopt to protect Sri Lanka export sector, rubber-based items, tea, marine, that is, exports of fish, etc., particularly textile and apparel industry. Three, Deputy Speaker, engagement with the U.S. officers. Since my question was raised with whom in the U.S. administration, U.S. trade representatives or other relevant authorities, has the government engaged in discussions regarding the tariff hike? What has been the outcome of this engagement? Four, diplomatic engagement and negotiation with the U.S. Given Sri Lanka is still emerging from bankruptcy, has the government formally requested President Trump or the U.S. administration to consider a special dispensation or an exemption for Sri Lankan exports? Five, market diversification. Given the volatility of U.S. trade policy, what alternate export markets or trade agreements is the government actively pursuing to reduce Sri Lankan dependence on U.S. market? What I'm saying is the free trade agreements and taking our diversification strategy away from one market that is dominated at the moment. Six, detailed export data. Over the past 5 years, what have been the primary products exported from Sri Lanka to the United States and what has been the export value for each of these products on an annual basis? Tariff comparisons. What are the current tariff rates imposed by the United States on imports from Sri Lankan main competitors in textile and apparel sector, specifically countries such as Indonesia, China, African countries, Vietnam, Bangladesh and India? How do these rates compare to the 44% tariff now imposed on Sri Lankan exports? Strategic response. Given the competitive disadvantage posed by the higher tariffs on Sri Lankan export, what specific strategies is the government implementing to enhance the competitiveness of our export sector, U.S. markets, etc., as asked before on the interest rates, etc., Minister, which have been mentioned here? Support for exporters. What measures have been taken to support Sri Lankan exporters affected by these tariffs, particularly small and medium-sized enterprises that may be disproportionately impacted? I know this is a national problem, and that is why let us ensure that we basically, I heard the Leader of the Opposition mentioning that convene all-party conference on this matter. So let's take this as a national crisis, because you won't be able to take the world on. So let's the world take the particular importing or the areas where they are trying to impose taxes in a very capricious manner. Deputy Speaker, thank you.
Honourable Anil Jayanta.
Honourable Deputy Speaker, thank you very much. In fact, with reference to this question, we have been both proactive and reactive as necessary. However, we were not panic and not driven by emotions. All the possible risks and consequences have been assessed and taken into consideration accordingly. Diplomatic relations and continuous dialogues with the White House and the U.S. Trade Representative Office are taking place continuously. To highlight some of the actions that we have taken, diplomatic measures have been taken on 14th February 2025. The ambassador, Sri Lankan ambassador to the United States, has been engaged with continuous discussions, and based on the outcome of this discussion, a particular report has been sent to us. We evaluated that. Then there is another engagement with the International Monetary Fund as well, just to highlight the significance of this issue, since we are working under IMF EFF the program. Then another meeting, the Trade Policy Analysis and Strategic Alternative on 28 March 2025. The embassy undertook a comprehensive review of Sri Lanka's current import profile from the United States and analyzed U.S. export performance globally. It was observed that most U.S. goods are already subject to relatively some other para tariffs, relative, but not the other tariffs. And accordingly, some proposals also have been proposed. Then on 1st April 2025, the embassy engaged with the U.S. Trade Representative Office, where Mr. Brendan Lynch, Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for South and Central Asia, and Ms. Emily Ashby, Director of South Asia, took part in this particular discussion. And then immediate responding to the executive action, that is on 2nd April 2025, once this announcement was made, the report was submitted. So that is from the diplomatic lens. The other one, His Excellency, the President of Sri Lanka, appointed a special committee comprising industry experts and the government officials, and including to the deputy ministers, to look into this particular situation and propose possible actions to be taken. Accordingly, several meetings were conducted locally. In addition, we had a meeting with the U.S. Trade representatives also through a virtual discussion, where we discuss the possible options and the mitigation options to reduce this trade deficit. So even though it is called that the tariff rates are very high, the calculation is based on simply based on the trade deficit divided by its corresponding imports. So therefore, our proposal should also be based on the ways and means of reducing this particular gap. So these things are being discussed and a report is prepared, and we will be having another discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Office tonight through a virtual meeting at 8 p.m. And then we held several roundtable discussion with local expertise well before this particular announcement was made at Lakshman Kadirgama Institute, where politicians and experts took part. In addition, the government also, His Excellency the President, directly wrote to the President of the United States, Donald Trump, the letter highlighting the possible ways of mitigating these things and the actions that we can take and the request for collaborations to reduce these tariffs. And that letter has already gone to and presented to White House. The White House has acknowledged that letter received. So therefore, the idea and the view, especially spread in the social media and expressed by the people, that we have not taken appropriate action is not true. We have taken actions, but with respect to this particular situation, we have to understand that this is not a situation between only two countries. This is a global situation. In the United States, the trade barrier, the strategies, and the standard formula has been applied, and there were no room there for any country to proactively negotiate and take a concession. I'll give you two examples. One is India. India went to the United States and had certain discussions about these things, but so there the reciprocal tariff rate is 26%. It is merely 50% of the percentage that is the trade deficit, that is 80, the trade deficit divided by its import, 85 billion. So it is very clear, it is for open for all the countries. That is example number one. Example number two, categorically, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has expressed this, I quote, on April, so this is before the 2nd April, he says, on April 2nd, each country will receive a number that we believe, I emphasize the word believe, I believe, that represents their tariffs. So for some countries, it could be quite low. For some countries, it could be quite high. So Treasury Secretary further highlights that they hope that the after the announcement, after the nations received, it is reciprocal tariff number, we will come to us, and want to negotiate it down. So it very clearly says that the negotiation for tariff reduction can take place only after this particular announcement. Just giving maybe some right answer for other the few questions about the market diversifications. So apart from this tariff,
yes.
So that he'll be able to summarize.
I think
the
let
can
me finish
wait
first.
Until the Honourable Minister has finished.
Yeah, quickly I'll finish. Then, apart from these things, as far as the export market is concerned, so we have already explored and exploring the possible market diversifications. We are especially looking for opportunities in GSP Plus in the European region, and the UK also DCT as the possibilities, and the China and the Middle East, India and South Asian countries. There are various means and possibilities. In addition, special trade agreements as well. And coming back to detail, export and import data for last 5 years is clearly indicated that our trade deficit is almost 88% as shown in the numbers. So, the items that we export to the United States, the five items including apparels and the food items and the other the main products, 85% accounts for these five. So therefore we need to basically pay attention on these five items. And about the structure of importation, there are the food items and pharmaceutical products. Of course, for the pharmaceutical products, the tariffs is zero. And turbojets and optical photographic items and plastic and other related items. So major categories I just mentioned. So here, the tariff rates are not that much. So that varies from 0 to 20. But the para tariffs are there, of course, we can discuss. So by taking into account all these situations, our team is exploring, and we hope that we would be able to find a good the solution for the country.
Honourable Ravi Karunanayake, can you...
I appreciate the honest answer that has been given, but this is, as I said, a national problem. Like you mentioned, India intervened and ensured that they bought LNG and changed the base that was there and ensured that they had more imports coming in. So as a result, they were imposed 26% when we were imposed 44%. I am basically mentioning at this particular moment, we can't basically take the policy on, but we can take practical steps to ensure market access for the US is also given at zero duty, which will help us. Because these are not things that if you bring from one country, it will not come from the other. Because the point of origin is not always the country of origin. Because USA stuff can be coming from Japan, Dubai, Singapore, which are normally their regional bases in manufacturing. We should basically come forward and ensure that we offer a zero-based duty structure as well as the investment climate that is given to the US companies so that we can go into the launching pad into India, so that that will be helpful in our policy. Now, the reason I'm basically mentioning is that we have 875,000 direct and indirect jobs that are related to the American exports. Out of the 11 trillion, 26% is US, and we Sri Lankans have 0.09% of the world trading thing.
So Honorable Ravi Karunanayake, could you please be brief?
Yes, Your Deputy Speaker, but this is such an important thing.
I understand,
that I don't think
but
that
we are also fighting against time.
But I'll respond.
We have a main business
I
of the House awaiting.
Minister, the most egregious situation of
Honorable
Bima
Ratnayake.
Aru niyojakatan me prashne wedagathkama gana kisi vaadayak naha namuth apita sampurna dawasak tibenawa me pidibandawa vivada karanna wet panatath samaga mokada aarthike sambandha panatak e nisa etendi sampurneema me athi wena balapam sambandha katha karanna puluwam e nisa api vivadaya sadaha awashya kaalayak tibenawa tanatath yojana kuttawa විවාහයක නැතුව යමුද කියලා විපක්ෂය පැත්තේ මම කිව්ව එක සුදුසු නැහැ කියලා. සමන් ඉල්ලා සිටිනවා කරුණාකරලා විවාදය තුලට
ප්‍රධාන ප්‍රධාන
Sure that we have a trading policy that we are helping the negotiation process, that we have the zero date as well, as because these captains of the free trade world has capriciously changed it and now become going on to deglobalization. So that is the importance that we have got to basically speak about.
Okay.
And let's have a full day debate in the parliament so that we can bring in, because I don't think we can intervene through other subject matters,
yes,
virtually breaking standing order.
Honorable Minister,
but
yes, your
let's
response,
ensure
please.
That we have a full day.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker. So we'll take on your points, but please note that the zero tariff is not the only option. So there are so many other alternatives. So we are really exploring all these the alternatives. Yes.
Yeah.
So that is what. So they will come in the future. You will get to know these things because we will have a meeting. It is our responsibility. We will have a meeting tonight. Then, so the things would be, even the information would be revealed to the parliament. Just, no. So I'm just telling you, please listen. Don't highlight only one country which has a lower tariff rate than the India 23. But there are other countries, even Cambodia, Vietnam, Myanmar, having higher tariffs. So it has nothing to do with the zero. So that is what. So it has nothing to do with the tariff. It has.
Honorable Minister, we could discuss it on the particular day that it is.
Yeah, it has dealt with the trade deficit. So we are really working on these things to take appropriate measures. Thank you very much.